2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. We're following breaking news on the 7 o'clock report.
10 straight years of monthly job gains have come to an end. The government says more than 700,000 jobs were lost last month.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the latest from the March unemployment report. John?
Yeah, Manny, the unemployment rate jumped to 4.4% from a 50-year low of 3.5%. Zions Bank Vice President of Consumer and Public Policy Robert Spendlove says this is uncharted territory for the nation.
To put in perspective, during the Great Recession, we lost 8.7 million jobs over a 25-month period, and we're expecting that we could lose up to 15 to 30 million jobs by May.
He says just how bad it gets will depend on how well we're able to battle the coronavirus outbreak. The news comes after 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, which shattered the previous record that was set just the week prior. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Reaction on Wall Street has been somewhat muted. We'll get more, of course, at 7:30 when the market opens, but your money at this moment, the Dow, is off by only 92 points this hour. The S&P is down 7.5, and the NASDAQ this hour is down by 29 points.
Despite massive losses, some are looking for workers. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. The grim March jobs report, bad for workers, but critical industries are scrambling to hire people. California Governor Newsom says things are not so bad.
70-plus thousand open jobs today in the state of California.
He's urging the newly unemployed to fill needed positions at grocery stores, delivery companies, agriculture, and some in manufacturing. It may be months before people get $1,200 stimulus checks from the IRS. Those with direct deposit will see the money mid-April, but the Internal Revenue says they can only process 5 million checks a month, and 100 million Americans are getting them. The lowest income people go to the top of that list. The commander of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt is relieved of duties after a letter he sent to superiors asking his crew be removed from the ship over coronavirus fears. That was leaked to the media. Captain Brett Crozier gets his wish to have the complement of 5,000 put ashore in Guam, but the Navy secretary says of the letter,
it was copied to 20 or 30 other people. That's just not acceptable.
So his job is gone. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And residents of Los Angeles and now New York urged to wear face masks outside. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
It could be a scarf. It could be something you create yourself at home. It could be a bandana.
The White House expected to soon make the same recommendation, at least in hot spots nationwide. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coronavirus, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The mayors of Salt Lake County and City are both calling for a statewide order to stay home.
The coronavirus. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, both mayors say that Utah needs something stronger like in other states. Now, five counties along the Wasatch Front have stay-home orders with possible law enforcement penalties, but they are afraid of the rural areas having problems. And here's what Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall said last night on Twitter.
Now, I know that the virus will be slower to spread to rural areas, but it will. And when it does, it's the metropolitan areas of the state that will be needed to be able to respond to the critical care needs and the hospitalization needs.
Both mayors upset that Utah is one of 12 states without a statewide mandate. Now, the governor's office says his directive is enough, and it makes it clear that Utahns should stay home as much as possible. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Weber-Morgan Health Department is the latest agency to issue a stay safe at home order. It covers Weber and Morgan counties effective immediately. Residents being told to stay at home as much as possible. Public gatherings not in a single household are prohibited. Any remaining public places like zoos, gyms, and museums all have to close.
The ACLU is asking the Utah Supreme Court to release prisoners and inmates who have less than 180 days left on their sentences. Utah ACLU legal director John Mejia says those in jail or prison are not able to comply with CDC social distancing guidelines.
There's a substantial risk that incarcerated people in Utah will be exposed to COVID-19.
Mejia says they're hoping to have as many people released as soon as possible. The Supreme Court has until April 13th to respond to the petition.